Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for the week of Monday, April the 6th for AgDaily.com. The grains look to open up a little bit lower on the corn, about 4 cents lower in the beans. Wheat about 10 higher to start the week here. The wheat looks like it'll be supported with the fact that the Russians and Ukrainians are limiting export quotas. And at the same time, Egypt and Saudi Arabia want some wheat. So it looks like some of that business may come here. There's some kind of a change coming in what the Egyptians want in terms of contract deliveries out there, and it may be more beneficial to the U.S. So I think all that kind of generated the higher prices overnight. We will get crop ratings on the wheat tonight. People will be paying very close attention to that, considering the low acres that were planted. Thursday, we'll get another WASDE report. We'll have to see what the estimates are, but I don't think the changes will be huge out there, but we'll see. Maybe corn reduced. That might be the big surprise out there. Corn and beans are having trouble maintaining rallies out here. Crude oil is down $1.22 a barrel right now. It's been $3 lower. It's been about 25 cents lower. There was news that the Russians and the Saudis are delaying the OPEC meeting until Thursday. It was scheduled, I think, for today. That's being moved back. They're bickering over, you know, who started this price war. I don't think it really matters. I think both of them want to get back to business as normal and set some kind of limits out here. But that meeting is now scheduled for Thursday. We'll see what happens there. So we've got the continuing coronavirus scare working its way through the market. The ethanol is obviously the biggest problem for the corn at the time being. Beans are being pressured a little bit here by the crude oil market. But with the Dow up 800 points as I'm speaking here to start the day, and gold and silver strong, maybe we can see a rally in the grain market out here. Certainly hoping anyway. Right now we've got the funds long about 26,000 wheat. They're short about 275,000 contracts of wheat, somewhere in that range. They're long a few beans, like 20,000 beans, short 11,000 oil, long about 30,000 meal, best we can tell out here. So if the funds want to cover corn, they could certainly move higher, but I don't see anything that would really prompt them unless the crude oil gets to $35, $40 a barrel. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.